Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Green Acres, we are there.
Hey, that's not quite clean.
No. No, it isn't. I tore the dishes. You have one chance to get clean. Otherwise, you're through. How about this one?
Fine, fine.
You sure you're not saying it just to save its life?
Oh, no, no, it's,
Just came to say good night.
Good night.
This one ain't clean.
That's the one whose life you were trying to save. Ah, where are you going all dressed up?
I got a date.
With what?
It's not a what this time. It's a who.
What's her name?
Claudelia Frinkhauser. She's English.
Frinkhauser? That doesn't sound like an English name.
And why does she always carry a bag of fish and chips around with her?
Well, that's very English.
Oh, yes, yes, very. Does she take off her monocle while she's eating?
She don't wear a monocle. She has a contact lens with a string on it.
Why don't you... Your suit's getting all wrinkled.
I'd reject this one if I were you.
Will you...
Ab, where are you going to take her?
Oh, we're going for a ride.
In what?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Can I borrow your car?
No. The last time I lent it to you, you put a big dent in the fender.
I didn't do that. Claudelia did it. That was the first time she ever drove.
The first time?
I was giving her driving lessons.
In my car?
Well, her father won't let her drive his. He says she don't have enough experience.
That makes sense.
It makes sense to who?
That ain't clean either.
Hey, will you stop?
Well, what about the car?
He's not getting it.
Boy, you sure are ruining my love life. In our civilization, a fellow without wheels is nowhere.
Eb, even with wheels, you are nowhere.
Oliver!
Well, if you want a car, why don't you buy one?
I haven't got any money.
What do you do with the money I pay you?
I show it to my friends. It's always good for a big laugh.
Well, you ought to be able to save something.
Every penny I make goes for alimony.
What?
I send it to my grandfather so he can pay off my grandmother.
You're good.
That's the last time he'll ever act as his own lawyer.
Well, I think that's very nice of Ab helping his grandfather.
Very nice. Look, Ab, if you want a car, you'll find some way to get the money.
Then you're not going to lend it to me?
No, I'm not. Good night.
Have a good time.
Some good time. Did you ever spend an evening sitting on a flat rock eating fish and chips?
It builds character.
Yeah.
Oliver, you could have given him the car.
Lisa, the matter is closed. Let's not discuss it any further.
What did you do that for?
Well, it wasn't clean.
Who made you the house inspector?
Here we are. That's 1 pound of fine ground coffee. Is there going to be anything else?
No, thank you. How much do we owe you?
Oh, well, let's see. We got 2 loaves of bread, pound of coffee, 5 pounds of sugar, slab of bacon, sack of flour. That'll be $3.20.
$3 and...
Well, food sure has gone up. Ooh, $20 bill? I'll have to get change out of the cash box. Now, let's see. What was that combination again? Oh, yeah. Two kicks and a back. Oh, I guess it must have been two bangs and a kick. That's easier than remembering numbers. Now, how much did you owe me?
$320.
Holy smoke!
What's the matter?
I've been robbed.
Robbed?
I had over $300 in there. Sarah, get me the state police.
How do you do? I'm Officer Webster. Are you Mr. Drucker?
Don't answer that.
What?
Could we see some identifications, please?
Lisa.
On television, they always ask for some identification. He may be an imposture.
Lisa, that's a state trooper's uniform.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Drucker,
he could be on his way to some masquerade party. I saw that on the FBI program.
Madam, who are you?
I am Lisa Douglas, and this is my husband.
How do you do? Now, Mr. Drucker, just what
Have
was taken?
Have you ever been to Budapest?
No, I was never...
The reason I asked you that was because the captain of the palace guard looked just like you when you were younger.
Mr. Douglas, could you...
Look, I'll do my best. Lisa, will you let the officer do his job?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Drucker, just what was taken?
$300.
Where did you keep it?
In this box, in that safe.
Oh, I see. Now, was the safe locked?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Drucker, did anybody...
Wait a minute. Aren't you going to ask if anybody else knew the combination?
Did anybody else know the combination to the safe besides yourself?
I did. Two kicks and a bang.
No, ma'am. It was two bangs and a kick.
Two bangs and a kick?
The dial doesn't work.
Oh, fine. Well, now you say you kept the cash in this box and that...
Drop
you...
that box!
Who are you?
Don't you know better than to get fingerprints all over it? I don't want anybody to touch this box until the police gets here. That means you.
Oh, boy.
Who is this lame brain?
Which lame brain?
I think he means you.
Oh, my name was Kimball, Hank Kimball. Well, not Kimball, Hank Kimball. The Kimball's at the end. Well, that'd make it Hank Kimball, Kimball. What happened here, Sam?
I was robbed.
Robbed? You ought to call the police.
He is the police.
Oh, well, I'm glad you finally got here. There's been a little trouble. What happened, Sam?
Mr. Crumble, would you mind waiting outside?
No, the name is Crumble, not Kimball. No, Crimble. No, Crumble. Hank Crumble.
He's the county agent.
Yes, sir. And I'd be very glad to help you because we've been trained to, well, what was we've trained for? Oh, I remember.
Wait, would you really like to help me out in my investigation?
Certainly. What do you want me to do?
Just sit right down there and keep your eye on that pickle barrel. Make sure that nobody climbs in or out.
Yes, sir.
Now maybe I can conduct this investigation with some semblance of sanity. Mr. Drucker...
When are you going to hit him with a rubber hose like they do on television?
Madam, no matter what you have seen on television, we do not hit people with rubber hoses.
Then how do you explain all those marks on Frank Nitti?
Frank Nitti?
What you need is some psychology.
It's a form of psychology.
That's right. That's when you tell Mr. Drucker that you got his mother in the other room and that she confessed that she killed the butler. But he said that she didn't do it. She's only saying it to save him. He did it. You see it almost every week on some television program.
Madam, for the last time, I'm going to ask you to please...
Oh, somebody's coming out of the pickle barrel.
What?
Oh, I guess it was just a gas.
Now, where was I?
You were just going to hit him with the rubber hose.
All right, now everybody out! Out!
Wait a minute. Just let me get our groceries here.
Get them and get out! I said everybody out.
Oh, I didn't know whether or not you meant the pickle barrel watchers.
Now, Mr. Drucker, maybe you... Mr. Drucker?
Yeah?
Now, what are you doing out there?
Well, you sent everybody out.
Would you please come in here? sit down. Let me talk to you.
As soon as possible, and no starch in the shorts. Thank you. Come in. Well, that was fast service. See you next week.
Lady, I'm Officer Webster, not the laundry man.
Well, that was a natural mistake. He wears the same uniform like you do, except for the Boy Scout hat.
Is your husband around?
Around what?
Is he home?
He's over in the barn. I call him for you. Oliver, the stormtrooper is here.
State trooper.
Oh? Well, that's what we used to call them in the old country, stormtroopers. They were really weathermen. Every time there was a storm, these troopers used to come and warn us. That's why we called them stormtroopers.
Well,
yes, Lisa?
Oh.
Hello there, officer.
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
How's the case coming?
It's only been 3 days since the robbery.
Do you want my advice how to catch the crook? Be on the lookout for a fancy wristwatch.
What does that mean?
On the Perry Mason show, every time they make a heist, they stake him out, and when he thinks the heat is off, he takes the loot and buys a fancy wristwatch or a set of gold teeth for his mother. And that's how they know that he's the one, because he didn't have the money in the first place.
That's fine for television. But in real life, a criminal would be pretty stupid to go out and spend the money he's stolen and then show up with whatever he's bought.
Look what I just bought. How do you like it?
Where did you get this?
In Pixley. Only cost $300.
You see, Oliver, you say that Ab never listens to you, and you told him to save up for a car, and in 3 days he saved up $300.
He didn't have any money 3 days ago?
No, sir. All I had was a flat rock, a girl named Claudelia, a bag of fish and chips, and what's the fuzz doing here?
You
in trouble with the law again, Mr. Douglas?
No, I...
Did he find your steel?
Ab, will you...
He never uses it. It was a present from Frank Nitti.
There's that name again.
Mr. Douglas used to be his mouthpiece.
Yes, he's a lawyer. He could have been in the FBI, but he's afraid of guns.
Young man, may I ask you a question? Where did you get the $300 for this car?
Just a second. What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. I simply asked him a question.
He doesn't have to answer it.
Does he have something to hide?
Look, now see here.
I don't mind telling him where I got it. This fella paid me back the $300 he owed me.
What fella?
I can't remember his name.
You lend somebody $300 and you can't remember his name?
Well, I remembered it when I lent it to him, but now that he's paid me back, it's not important.
Well, that makes sense.
Where does he live?
He moved.
Where to?
He didn't tell me.
They never do.
Lady, please. Do you remember what he looked like?
Yeah, he was a short, dumpy fellow with yellow hair, a double chin, and... No, that was a girl I was going around with.
Would you mind telling me where you got this money from originally?
That's another story. You see, about 6 months ago, I got a letter from my Uncle Wallaby in Australia.
You never said you had an uncle in Australia.
Oh?
Oh, he must have slipped my mind. Anyway, $300 doesn't mean a thing to him. He's very wealthy. He bottled sheep dip. It's a very popular drink, especially in the summertime. It tastes like kind of a hairy vodka.
Young man, I think I'd better take you in for questioning.
You're charged with the commission of a felony.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. He didn't do it.
Well, then, lady, who are you?
This is my wife, Your Honor.
That's right. And he didn't do it.
Well, madam, it's very nice of you to defend your husband, but I...
Your Honor, there's been some mistake.
Well, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that one.
No, Your Honor, I'm an attorney.
An attorney? Now, aren't you ashamed of yourself? An officer of the court accused of a felony?
Oh, no, I didn't steal the money. No, he did. Or, no, I mean, he did not steal it. He's guilty of not stealing. I mean, I'm his attorney, as charged.
Young man, is this man your attorney?
Yes, sir.
Well, you realize that you're entitled to the best legal representation possible. So, if you wish, I'll appoint another attorney for you.
No, Mr. Douglas is all right, as long as he stays sober.
Will you?
I'm just trying to put a little levity into an oppressing situation.
Your Honor, we plead not guilty.
Your Honor, Ab is innocent. He was framed just like Frank Nitti.
Frank Nitti?
The fellow that gave Mr. Douglas a still.
What still?
Your Honor...
Counselor, don't you know it's against the law to operate a still?
I don't operate one.
No, he just sits and looks at it and dreams of the old days in Chicago.
Ab, will you stop this?
Young man, I'm holding you over for trial. Bail is set at $500.
All I have is $12, Your Honor. Would you take an IOU for the rest?
The court does not take IOUs.
How about credit cards?
Young man, are you making fun of the dignity of this court?
No, Your Honor. He's... I'll arrange bail.
You go along with the officer. Court dismissed.
Come along, son. This way.
Thank you.
Wait a second. Oh, come on, Nick. Come on. Madam, you aren't allowed in here.
I just want to see which room you're giving him.
That one.
Oh, couldn't we have one without bars?
Lady, this is a jail, not a hotel. In.
Thank you.
Not you.
Well, I just want to see if it's satisfactory. Is that the best view you have?
Yes.
Ab, do you like it?
No, ma'am.
Could we see another one?
They're all alike. Now, if you'll just get out of there.
Well, you'll need more blankets on the bed.
We'll get the blankets, but lady, will you please come out? Now, get in.
Where's the TV?
We don't have any.
But couldn't you get him one? Ab loves to watch TV. Why didn't you get him one and charge it to me?
Lady, we don't rent TVs. This is a jail.
No wonder always everybody wants to break out.
Lady, will you please leave?
Didn't you forget something?
For Pete's sake. You get in there and stay in there. Lady?
Yes?
What are you doing in there? Get out. Not you, her. Now you get in and you stay out. Get! This way. Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I have an order for his release.
Huh? He's in there.
I know where he is.
Look, this is very important. I'm going to ask you one question, and I want the truth.
Do you want any coffee?
No, sir, and that's the truth.
Lisa, will you...
Well, do you want any coffee?
No, thank you.
Well, that's good, because we haven't got any.
Eb, you didn't take the money from Mr. Drucker, did you?
Of course he didn't.
I know he didn't.
Well, then what did you ask him for?
Well, I want to hear him say it.
Hear what?
That you took the money.
I took the money.
You what?
That's what you wanted to hear me say, wasn't it?
No. Look, Eb, let's talk about this fellow who you claim returned the money he borrowed from you. Now, you don't remember his name,
No, sir.
How do you think that story is going to sound in court?
I don't know. I never told it in court.
Well, nobody's going to believe it.
I believe it.
You're not on the jury.
How do I get on?
Lisa, will you make some coffee?
I thought you said you didn't want any.
I changed my mind.
Well, we don't have any in the house.
We just bought some from Mr. Drucker. Now, Eb, if you can't remember his name, where did this fellow live?
I told you he moved.
From where?
Crabwell Corners.
Well, maybe we can get a line on him over there. If we can find him, we'll be able to verify your story.
Come in.
What the? My card.
Mr. Haney, tracer of lost persons.
Got a nice ring to it, hadn't it? Be a good title for a radio program. You don't happen to be looking for anybody, do you?
Yes, we are.
You are? Clarence, it looks like we come at the right time. Now, if you just got a shoe or a sock belonging to the missing person, or, as we say in the trade, the missee, Clarence will be happy to sniff him out for a slight fee.
We don't need any.
Clarence has done sniffing work for people like the sheriff and the state police and the FBI.
Yeah, well,
It was Clarence's cold nose that sniffed out Frank Nitti from behind an abandoned still over at Bagwell.
Oh, look, we don't need a bloodhound.
What do you need?
We need some peace and quiet.
Care to have your house soundproofed?
No. Look, Mr. Haney, I've got to prepare Ebb's case.
You need any law books?
I have all the law books I need.
How about loophole books?
Would you just take your bloodhound and...
Come on, Clarence. Let's see if we can pick up Judge Crater's trail again.
Who's Judge,
Never mind. Let's just concentrate on your problem. Now...
Oliver, there is something wrong with the percolator. It's all stuffed up. I think it's the coffee. It's full of green papers.
Green? Here's a picture of Lincoln.
And some of the papers have numbers on them.
This is ground up money.
Ground up in the coffee? Oh, doggone, now I remember. I started to put the $300 in the cash box, and somebody came in and I shoved it in the coffee grinder. Forgot all about it.
You forgot all about...
That'll teach you a lesson. Next time, you'll buy canned coffee.
Mr. Drucker, do you realize all the trouble you've caused for Ebb?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ebb. I'll make it up to you. Hey, maybe I could get you something for that new car. A new horn or a foxtail or...
Oh, they took the car back.
Why?
The $300 I got back from the fellow whose name I can't remember was counterfeit.
Counterfeit? Oh, you'd better do...
Excuse me, can you tell me where I could find a Mr. Douglas? Oliver Wendell Douglas?
Yes, that's me.
I'm from the Treasury Department.
The Treasury? Oh, yes, those counterfeit bills.
Oh, I'm not here to, What counterfeit bill?
The ones the fellow whose name I can't remember gave me.
Well, we'll talk about that later. I have a warrant to search your farm, Mr. Douglas.
Why?
We were tipped off that you're operating a still that once belonged to Frank Nitti.
Oh, shut up. What a day.
Yes, but it's all over. And as Frank Nitti once said, all is well that ends in a bell.
Lisa, you mention that name once more and I'll...
Well, at least they didn't find your still.
Lisa, just turn the light out and let me go to sleep.
Those names are sure late tonight.
The names?
Yes, the fellow that's supposed to put them on at the beginning must have fallen asleep.
Well, lucky him. Good night.
Filmways presentation, darling.